And we're going to call John up right now. We're going to do one called Prayer Bells of Heaven.
Welcome to the Amen Corner here on Podomatic. This is Amen Dave, Dave's podcast, Mr. Del. But today we're going to be looking at 2 Peter, beginning in chapter 1, verse 1. Book of 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 1. It says, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him and hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we might be partakers, not just partake, not just observers, not just looking at this, but be actual partakers of the divine nature, that by these things, precious promises, he says, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, and besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith. Here we're talking about faith, and it's impossible to please God without faith. But he says, add to your faith seven things here. Virtue, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue, knowledge, and to knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity, which we know is love, the Christian love, a very high order of love, loving one another, because Christ first loved us. That's why we love one another. So we add virtue to our faith, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and charity. And in verse 8 here, it says, for if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall never be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. We were purged from those old sins through faith, and through faith in Christ, believing and being born again. We were purged from those things. But if you lack those seven items, he that lacketh these things, in 9, is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. The Lord showed him in so many words that he was would be crucified one day. It showed Peter that he too would be crucified. And in 15 it says, moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance. These seven things here, besides faith, these seven things need to be in our remembrance. 16, for we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. And that is the end of our reading here. All right, my reason for doing this program today is to show you, dear listener, that there are things that we have to do not to be saved, but to continue in faith. There are many who say that salvation is a free gift of God, which it is, and it's the blood of Jesus plus nothing, that we don't have to do anything else to be saved. But the Bible does not speak that way. To be saved, yes, we have to have faith. We have to believe. We have to come to the Lord Jesus. We confess our sins. We ask to be born again. We pray. We ask the Lord to come into our heart and mind And God will save us wonderfully, but there are things that we must do, as we outline with the book of Peter, and now we're in the book of John. This is the first John, the epistle of John, we should call it, chapter 3, verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Behold, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Talking about the Lord, will be like him. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself. I thought we didn't have to do anything. No, it says every man that hath this hope purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Well, I thought we could do anything we want and still make heaven our home. That's not what the Bible says. It said, whosoever abideth in him, here in verse 6, sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. And that's one thing that we have to do. We have to know him. Because there's going to be some people at the end of time that the Lord is going to say, I never knew you. Depart from me. And we don't want to hear that. It says, whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil, which is sin. Of course, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his sin remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifested, and the children of the devil. Whoso doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have a need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion, his inwards, in other words, his inner feelings of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. In other words, you got to put some action behind your faith. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. If our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart, and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. That should be our hope and our drive and our prayer, always to do those things that please the Lord. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. He that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. And the one thing we know is that if we have sinned, so we're not supposed to sin, but if we sin, We have an advocate here in John, it says, with the Father, even Jesus Christ. If we commit a mistake, if we do anything like that, elsewhere in the books of Paul, he writes about, I think it's in Timothy, forgetting the past, you know, asking for forgiveness, but forgetting the past, we press for that mark for the high calling of Jesus Christ. We have to do these things like we found in the book of 2 Peter here, to add to your faith. 2 Peter 1, and I believe it's starting in 5, he says, besides this, Peter says, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, which we were just talking about, and to brotherly kindness charity, which is that love that John is talking about here, to love our brethren. We need to do that. We need to have that love. And Peter says if we've got these seven things besides faith, if we've got them working, we'll never have to worry about being unfruitful and unprofitable to the Lord. It's a great thing, and Peter says it's exceeding and great promises that we have in God, and it's all because of the faith of God. And all the righteousness that we do is through God. We can't do these things. We can't live holy. We can't live right without the power of God in our life. By His Spirit, we can do these things. We can overcome this world because Christ has overcome the world. All we have to do is follow in His footsteps and follow Him and pray. And if you mess up, if you make a mistake, get back to God immediately. That's what David did in his life. King David, he always, when he mistake, he did a lot of things that were wrong. He killed a man for his wife. He committed adultery with her first, and then so that he could somehow escape judgment. But he didn't escape, but he had to confess his sin. It cost him his child, first child with the woman, with David and Bathsheba, and it cost him his child, a boy, I believe it was. It didn't get to be 8 days old where they would have circumcised the child. I believe it was 7 days old and died. And it was a tragic story. Later on, he got to see him in heaven. He says, he can't come to me, but I can sure go to him. You know, that was a wonderful story. But that's what we have to do. If you make a mistake, you go to God and get those sure mercies of David, it's called. God is righteous, and He is just to forgive us our sins. Praise God. And we don't have to commit sin. We don't have to walk that way. We can walk in Him. We can walk in the light, as it says, that we need to follow Him and to walk in that light and purify yourself, like John says. And it's a possible thing. It's something we can do through God, not through man, not through the flesh, but we can through the Spirit. Praise God.